So Indiana, religious freedom. I have to admit, I, as a transgender person who's from Indiana, really struggled with my identity this week. Not the transgender part. This is a country founded on religious freedom. And then it's important to note that the religious freedom that exists within Unitarian Universalism exists within our Constitution. John Adams, Ben Franklin, Paul Revere, even Thomas Jefferson, all were involved with or deeply influenced by Unitarianism in particular. And we, as a religion, were influenced by those in Transylvania, in Romania. And there was a king there in the 1500s who for the first time said that the people could believe in a religion other than the king. You know what happened to people who didn't believe in who did believe in a religion other than the king before that? Some were killed, true.
Off of his head.
They were imprisoned. They'd have to pay a special tax. They were ostracized, they were given the worst jobs, all kinds of things. And one king believed enough in love to say, you can choose your religion. Now, I want to be clear. You could be any form of Muslim or Christian in Transylvania. You could not be Jewish. He wasn't quite that forward-thinking yet. But it was further than any Western European community had gotten. And I want to be clear, that is not to say that that's true in the rest of the world. Folks in Asia and Africa were well ahead of us on this. But when it comes to Western Europe and the foundation of this religion, we have long stood for the freedom of religion, for people to not have to think alike, to love alike. And ultimately, that was what Jesus spoke to as well. When he helped the Good Samaritan on the road, this person who was considered lesser than by everyone, this person who was considered untouchable, someone you could not approach or help, he stopped. He helped. And not just helped, but said, hello, friend. Hello, friend. Right? Lived into that good life. And when I think about this transformation that happens on Easter, God has sent Jesus to earth, according to the story, and then killed him. That is a despairing story. How many of you parents would do that to your child? We tend not to support that line so much as we say that God loved Jesus enough to send him to the world to show us how we can be. And that when Jesus died on that cross, he did not die for all people. He died for the powerless, the oppressed, those most marginalized, those who did not have opportunity because of where they were born or how much money they had or who they were as people. And I think again about that Religious Freedom Act in Indiana, and I think, how excluding is that? Religious communities, we can exclude or include to our heart's will. But when we start to do that together in community, we start to fail one another. Reverend Dr. Miguel de la Torre is a Cuban theologian. He's an academic at a place called ILIF Seminary in Denver, Colorado. And if some of you are thinking, weren't you just in Denver? Yeah, there's no accident here. I got to hear him speak. And he teaches liberation theology, which is the notion that Jesus came to liberate those with the least, which stands opposed to the prosperity gospel, which is Jesus came to give everything to those most worthy. I tend to be more in the liberation theology camp. And Miguel de la Torre says, we spend so much time focused on Good Friday when Jesus was crucified or on Sunday when Jesus was risen from the dead that we forget Saturday. And Saturday was a day of hopelessness. Jesus was dead, he was in the tomb, and everything that had been gone for all these people knew, there was no hope. And it was all a lie, and they were despairing and grieving and pain and loss. and for people who struggle for freedom, be they African Americans in Ferguson, Missouri, gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender people in Indianapolis, Indiana, people fighting for political freedom in Kenya, or religious freedom in Syria, wherever they are, I can tell you right now, they act not because they have hope, but because they have nothing left to lose. They are deeply in a Saturday time. That poor bunny right now has no idea whether it's going home or not. Right? I'm sure it's kind of scared right now. It's in a Saturday moment. How many of you have had Saturday moments? Metaphorical Saturday moments. Could happen on other days. We're not being literal. Jesus then died on the cross. Not so that every Christian thereafter could be saved, but so that every person who experiences pain and oppression and marginalization day after day after day with no hope for the future can say, someone made it, and so can I. Bringing hope to those who are hopeless. And that is a message we as Unitarian Universalists can stand with. And so on those days when you're like, I don't want to go to a protest, it doesn't affect me. Or I don't want to write a letter to my congressman. Or I'm worried I'm going to get arrested and nobody's going to be able to take care of my kids. Ask yourself, are you hopeless enough yet to risk everything so that we all may be free? And if you aren't, what are you willing to risk? Yeah? And at the end of the day, no matter how bad it gets, no matter what's going on in the world, at least in the United States, there's almost always an Easter egg hunt on Sunday. And there's a community that we can laugh with, and that we can get hugs from, and that we can dance with, and risk joy, and risk experimentation, and risk hope in the face of hopelessness. We can risk together. We can practice being whole human beings. In this season that is also springtime for our pagan and our earth-based folks, I think about how oppressed our earth is at the moment and how hopeless I feel for our planet at times. That it will be healed and that it will be transformed. I am in a deep Saturday moment when it comes to our planet. And yet, the sun's out, and the birds are singing, and tulips are on my front lawn, and I believe there are eggs hidden out there somewhere in the yard. Somewhere, there is hope, somewhere. And so people like Jesus Christ, people like Martin Luther King, people like you and me, people who every day risk themselves so that we can have hope for the future. That, for me, is resurrection, living it again. We are all saints. We are all sinners. We are all of this world. May it be so.